Anneliese, mein Nachbarskind, du bist immer so gut drauf.
Has ever been associated with. That was Anneliese Schmidt by Vizzo from the Kraut & Reuben LP that came out in 1998 on Fat Wreck. And Vizzo are from Sindelfingen, Germany. Kraut & Reuben is technically classified as a comp. It was probably just a sampler for the American market because they were known for their label, Hulk Records. And I believe that was one of Fat's first non-American band releases. I'm pretty sure it was the first release that wasn't in English. Before that, we heard the Hometown Boys. That was Portland, Oregon's own Old Cross with the song Suddenly from the Daggers LP that came out in 2002 on Zombie Media. They're amazing and lovely, and I love them. I love you, Old Cross. And before that, we heard another NoFX cover. That was Joker's Republic covering the Separation of Church and Skate from the Separation of Church and Skate single that came out in 2009 on Citizen Original Records. And Joker's Republic are from Essex County, New Jersey. And we started that off with Face to Face from Victoryville, California, with the song You've Got a Problem from... Okay, so we heard that version on Fat Music for Fat People Volume 1 that came out in 1994, but that song originally came out on their first record, Don't Turn Away, in 1992 on Dr. Strange Records from Alta Loma, California. And then Don't Turn Away was re-released in Fat in 1995, so I'm not sure what the deal was there. Anyway, you're listening to Maximum Rock and Roll Radio. My name is Zoo from all over, and this is fun. I didn't know how I'd feel listening to my own copy of this comp for the first time, but I'm doing pretty good. Hearing this generation of pop punk and skate punk makes me feel a bit anxious because it reminds me so much of a time, middle school, high school, where I felt like a very judgmental spotlight is on you at all times. Especially in the 90s, early 2000s, CDs were really expensive. So if you shelled out $18 for a CD, it was like a statement of your personality. The cool punks were pretty harsh on anyone that they didn't deem worthy of what they thought was real punk. especially one guy, I won't say his name. Like, I really tried to communicate with him that the old people music that I was listening to wasn't so different. Like, you know, you like Blink? Well, I like The Descendants. And you like Green Day? Well, have you heard The Replacements? And like, you like NoFX? Doesn't Fat Mike's voice remind you of Darby sometimes? It was like, it was like we were speaking the same language, but my accent was too thick. You feel me? But he, well, all the cool punks were really shitty towards everyone. They were really like machismo jocks masked as outcasts. But I don't think anyone should have to be able to skateboard in order to listen to skate punk. I mean, I'm admittedly really clumsy, so it was never an option anyway. anyway, once again, you're listening to Maximum Rock and Roll Radio. My name is Zoo from all over, and let's keep it going with them. Oh, this is the first Fat Wreck band that I ever liked. This is High Standard with the song Lonely.
When I look out along the nothing for me to decide what to do without you. Well, I ask the moon, but the moon's not there. I look around and I look everywhere for a clue, but no trace remains. So, a broken heart is all I've got. No storyline to fill. Out this nigger twice, so part of you and me and me and you. But now the inkwell is gonna go. The truth a bit, and bit by bit I could make it fit into something I could recognize. I could cut it down to size and modify and exercise the power.
Grand Cigar with the song We Used To from the Visitor LP that came out last September on Batrec, and they're from Eugene, Oregon. And the Visitor is only their second album, and it's their first in 23 years, so congratulations to them. Before that, we heard the song Can't Trust No One by Suburban Residents from Las Vegas off their self-titled LP that came out in 2020 on IM Records, who are originally from San Jose, and now they're from Vegas. There were some great woes in there. But a lot of their new records sound hella horror punky, so I might play some of their new stuff in October. Before that, we heard the band The Bombassets with the song That's All She Wrote from the Take a Trip with the Bombassets LP that came out in 1997 on Lookout Records from Berkeley. Kevin Army is the vocalist guitarist for the Bombassets, and he produced Till It Kills by Tilt that we heard earlier. Before that, we heard the song 2RAK005 by the band Bracket from Forestville, California. And that was on the Fat Music for Fat People Volume 1 comp. And that's probably my favorite song on the comp so far. I'm not sure what the deal was there. They were on Caroline Records from New York up until 96, and their first Fat Wreck release was Novelty Forever in 97. So I'm not sure why they made it onto this comp in 94. I mean, man, Fat Wreck was poaching in those days. and then we started that off with High Standard from... I'm not actually sure where they're from specifically. They're from Japan. I don't know what city in Providence. But that was the song Lonely from the California Dreamin' 7-inch that came out in 1996 on Fat Wreck. Okay, so once again, you're listening to Maximum Rock and Roll Radio. My name is Zoo from all over. You can hear all of our episodes at MaximumRockandRoll.com/radio. You can email them, or you can email us, I guess, at radio@MaximumRockandRoll.com. Any submissions you'd like to send, send 2 copies of vinyl or 1 copy of CD only and cassette releases to P.O. Box 3852, Oakland, California, 94609 in the United States. Any donations can be sent to MaximumRockandRoll.com/donate. You can tweet, at MRR Radio, and you can subscribe and rate Maximum wherever you find your podcasts. So, once again, you're listening to Maximum Rock and Roll Radio. My name is Zoo from all over, and I really want to thank everyone for being here with me while I listen to my own copy of Fat Music for Fat People, Volume 1. This is the first time I've owned a copy of it, and it was kind of cathartic. In the 90s, 2000s generation, comps were a really big deal. Fat Music from Fat Rec, The Thing That Ate Floyd from Lookout Records, Epitaph had Punk-O-Rama, Rock Against Bush on Fat Rec, that was big. Go Records had Rap Music for Rap People, which was what Fat Music was parodying. And those were like the staple. You needed those in your CD binder to gain admission into the cool punk scene. And we had, like, no money growing up, so I had to be selective with what I could buy. So I was, like, at least I felt like I wasn't invited to sit at the cool kids' table. But, admittedly, I was, and I am, a sensitive person. So I probably manufactured a lot of that based on my own insecurities. And I was never good at being the new kid at school, and I was the new kid a lot. So I would get defensive when I didn't feel welcome right away. I mean, well, I'm a bit of an odd duck. So this kid who was rough on me, he was probably just playing with me, and I took it seriously and pushed back, which was probably the thing that created the confrontation. So I really should accept some of that responsibility. So you know what? I think I will say his name. I'm sure he's not listening, but I forgive you. I still think you were in the wrong for raining down on me so hard, but I was the one that took it as a loser leaves town situation, and I don't think you saw it that way. You know, you didn't kick me out of the scene. I, like, excommunicated myself because of a narrative that I created. Well, I also had to move shortly after that, so that was a factor, but I'm sorry for being such a rain cloud of a person at that age and bringing that to your friend group. So, I hope you can forgive me, too. Although your NoFX board shirts were like, dude, I can't defend those. You get a pass because we were 13, but still. So anyway, I thought it would be cool to conclude tonight with some new Gilman bands that prove the point that new music can be good too. I've learned that. I still like old people music, but like, this generation is considered old people music by today's standards anyway. I mean, Dookie turns 30 in 6 months. Can you believe it? Yeah, February 1994. When I was discovering My War, that record was less than 20 years old. So for all of you young punks out there, if you like what we've listened to tonight, then you like old people music. And that's great! So let's end tonight with two amazing modern Gilman bands. The first one just broke up. Their farewell show was at this year's Sucked Fest 8 at Gilman on New Year's Eve. So it's a big loss for their scene. We'll start with the band Sarchasm from Berkeley, California. And then we'll conclude tonight with a band that had a lot of momentum and had some big tours booked that got derailed by the pandemic. So they're back, and I'm so glad they were able to weather that storm. So we'll conclude tonight with the band Grumpster from Oakland. So once again, you're listening to Maximum Rock and Roll Radio. My name is Zoo from All Over. And thank you all so much for letting me babble on again. I love you all very much. So this is Sarchasm with the song Marvin Gardens from the Conditional Love LP that came out in December on Asian Man Records from Monte Sereno, California. And then Grumpster with the song Better Than Dead from the Fever Dream LP that came out last June on Pure Noise Records from Berkeley.
You're the last one I'd expect to be a nervous wreck. To be a nervous wreck. If everyone were to jump ship, you'd be the last one left. What are you waiting for? What are you waiting for?
I'm stuck.